first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not broho. F rock to Saturn. We sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Euro.
Deborah Dogeley. Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And you can listen to us on the internet as well, because we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center presents an evening with Stephen Sondheim, hosted by columnist Frank Rich, on February 2nd. Spend an evening with a living legend, the man responsible for hits like West Side Story, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Gypsy. For more information, please call 804-262-8100 or visit www.ticketmaster.com. That show will be at the Landmark Theater. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And welcome to week two of our two-week survey of the best in world music 2008 from the Global Agogo perspective. And one of the highlights of the year for me was how the style of music called Afrobeat continues to grow in popularity and success in reaching audiences. We continue to get excellent new Afrobeat recordings from all over the place, from here in the U.S., from around the world. And I'm going to play a few of those here to start out today's program. Two of Fela Kuti's sons are currently leading bands, and they both put out records this year, and they were both excellent records. Seyon Kuti, we're going to hear next, is working with the band that is being billed as Fela's Egypt 80. So it's the guys that are left from the last aggregation that Fela ran himself, and some new people as well. And then Femi Kuti has his own band, which has been quite successful for quite a while. These two sons, by the way, they're separated in age by about 20 years, so it's not like the competition between them is so direct, 15 or 20 years, something like that. Anyway, we're going to get started with Seyon Kuti, his debut album, at least in the West. It's simply called Seyon Kuti and Fela's Egypt 80, and we're going to hear the track Fire Dance. This is one of the best Afrobeat songs I heard all year. Check it out right here on Global Agogo.
Yes, we can feel the dance. They go through our heart and soul, may they control our waist and yash, you know. Especially for the women. Because of the day that they move their yash, go left, right, up, down, round, around, you know. Every man got to follow that yash. Anywhere you go, you got to follow him, because this is an original African movement. Are you ready? Come like enough to shake 'em like that. I say if you're not see enough to shake 'em like that. This one enough to come like that. I say if you're not see enough to shake 'em like that. Go to road, stand, they look everybody. So what you go for today? Make 'em feel the dance, yo.
Sayun Kuti and Fela's Egypt 80, some new music in 2008. That song is called Fire Dance from Sayun Kuti's debut album. His big brother, Femi Kuti, he has a new album out came out right at the end of 2008 as well. It's called Day by Day. Let's check out a track from that as well. Compare and contrast the two Cootie brothers. This is Demo Crazy from Femi Cootie right here on Global Agogo.
Demo, demo crazy, make us crazy. Man is demo crazy, make us crazy. Demo, demo crazy, make us crazy. Man is demo crazy, make us crazy. So we cry, we complain and cry. So we cry, we complain and cry. Demo, demo crazy, make us crazy. Man is demo crazy, make us crazy. We mad,
WRIR listeners and supporters donated over $21,000 during our fall fund drive. 300 people called, went online, or stopped by the studio. 100 people gave for the first time. Because of you, WRIR continues to air news, views, and music not found anywhere on the FM dial. Your donation shows you believe Richmond needs an independent community radio station. Our 170 volunteers want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a killer track there. The band is called The Superpowers, and they are based in New York, originally from Boston. And that song is called Abbey Rockers Number One. It's from their album Revival Time. And that's one of the best bands that I got the opportunity to see all year. They played at Emilio's as part of the World Groove Weekly series, which if you're not familiar with it, I hope that that comes back in 09, because that was an excellent series over there in a great venue, because you know you can see any band there up close and personal. Emilio's not too big of a club. And Superpowers are outstanding. I know they're supposed to have a new record out in 2009. I'm looking forward to that as well. Again, that song is called Abbey Rockers Number One. Before that, we heard from Femi Kuti and his brand new album, Day by Day. It's on a major label, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. And it is excellent. Definitely one of my top 10 of the year. We heard Demo Crazy from Femi Kuti, and just recently found out he's going to be on tour in the U.S. He will be coming to our region because he's going to be playing at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. on Friday. January 9th, Friday, January 9th will be the date for that show, Femi Kuti and Positive Force. So get your tickets for that now. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR Richmond Independent Radio. We are the Tower of Low Power, and we are the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And this program is also available as a podcast if you would rather listen to it on your own schedule rather than on mine. And podcasts are available at my website, www.globalagogo.com. They are free, and there are years' worth of programs to download. There are show descriptions so you know what you are looking for. There are track lists for all of the shows, and there are links where you can be connected to the website where all of those things are stored. You can download them yourself. You can set up a podcast so they are delivered automatically to you once a new one is posted. Again, that is all at my website, www.globalagogo.com. And WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, also Blundstones and TUK footwear. Exile is located at 935 West Grace Street. More information is available at 358-3348. Also, Kwanzaa for everyone. On Saturday, December 27th, come to the 2008 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival at the Showplace, 3000 Mechanicsville Turnpike from 1 to 10 p.m. Kwanzaa is a seven-day cultural observance created in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karenga. Its name comes from the Swahili, meaning first fruits of the harvest. The Capital City Kwanzaa Festival is sponsored by Legba Folklore Society and is open to the public. For more information, call 804-644-3900, and I can tell you that WRIR will have a table at the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival on Saturday, December 27th. All right, I am not done with Afrobeat yet. I could actually just do a whole show, I think, 2 hours this year of just my favorite Afrobeat records. I'm going to play you one more, and then a couple of things in a related kind of groove, but certainly not Afrobeat. This is another band from New York. They're called Akoya Afrobeat Ensemble, or just now simply Akoya. And on this track, they have a guest who is an outstanding saxophone player from Jamaica named Cedric M. Brooks. This song is called Jeje Lai, and it is from their excellent album of 2008 called PDP, President Des Pas, and Don't They. Here's some great 2008 music from Akoya, nice long Afrobeat jam right here on Global Agogo.
Demo, demo crazy, make us crazy. And it's demo crazy, make us crazy.
WRIR humbly announces the second session of the second annual Interfaith Conversation at noon on New Year's Day. Have you ever been told not to talk about religion and politics? That could be a prescription for conflict and misunderstanding, so we are clearing the air and providing space for that conversation. At noon on January 1st, 2009, New Year's Day, Sunny Gardner will again host a group representing a wide spectrum of the world's religions. They will gather in Studio B here at WRIR to talk about their faith's teachings on environmental stewardship and caring for creation. For more information, or if you would consider being a guest in this conversation, email sunny@wrir.org.
Little operator error there. My apologies. Now, let's check out Akoya Afrobeat Ensemble here on Global Agogo. That's the Akoya Afrobeat Ensemble from New York, and J.J. Lai from PDP, President De Paz, another of the great Afrobeat records that I heard in 2008. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 to 7 right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the toast of Richmond. And you can also hear this program on CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I'm doing a review of the best of 2008. This is part two of a two-part series. I'm going to be out next week. That's why I'm wrapping it up this week. Jay Young is going to be sitting in for me on the day after Christmas. And so that'll be a great show. Make sure you tune in for that, because she always does a great job when she fills in for me. And then I'll be back on the second day of the new year with the first 2009 edition of Global Agogo. And 2008 was a year, some years when I put these lists together, it's all about the songs, individual songs. That's what really drives my list. And some years it's more about the whole albums. And I know we're moving into an era that's much more song-oriented, you know, the iPod era and the downloads and all that business. And that's what last year's list was like, was really songs. This year it's more CDs again, which is interesting. And the next one I'm going to play is a good example. This is a great record from Mali, from an artist named Issa Bagayogo, Techno Issa. The album is called Mali Kura. And there's about seven songs on this that I could easily, equally use to represent the record. They're all excellent. Out of like 11 songs, to have seven where you say, I'd like to play that on the radio, that's pretty strong. No one of them is the track where I go, oh man, you got to hear this one. And that was true of a lot of the CDs that are on my top 10 list this year. And it's just an interesting phenomenon. Thought I'd bring it up, apropos of nothing in particular. But here is Issa Bagayogo, Dunukan, one of the many excellent songs from this really fine record. I gave it number four on my list, Mali Kura, right here on Global Agogo.
Don't We'll be right back. venus chez vous sur un grand bateau. Nous sommes venus chez vous par les airs. Ça, ça la valait tout. Ça, ça, malécou ça la.
That band is kind of like a funky African version of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band or someone like that. They are called the Gengbe Brass Band. They are from Benin, and their excellent album of 2008 is called Asiko. We heard the song Salam Aleikum from Gengbe Brass Band. Before that, Issa Bagayogo from Mali and Dunu Khan from his album Mali Kura, one of my very favorites of 2008. And we are recapping 2008 here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR LP, 97.3 FM, like I said, Richmond Independent Radio. We are radio for the rest of us. We're streaming worldwide at www.wrir.org. You can find the track list for today's program on that website as well. And I've mentioned top 10 list. We've got a top 10 list story up on our blog. I think it's the third story down if you go to WRIR.org. If you click there, you can see recommendations from many of our DJs listed there. And more people will be adding their lists as we get closer to the new year or maybe into January as well. So check back. I see that about 190 people have checked it out already, which is very cool, and a lot of interesting information there. And anyone who's looking for a last-minute holiday gift to give someone, there are going to be a lot of good CD recommendations to be found right on that list. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center welcomes author and humorist Garrison Keillor to the Landmark Theater on January 18th. Prepare for a rollicking evening of fun and laughter with Robin and Linda Williams and Keillor's comic homespun narratives. For more details, please call 804-262-8100 or visit online at www.ticketmaster.com. And this program is brought to you as well by Metro Sound and Music, Richmond's original used and secondhand music store since 1991. For over 17 years, Metro Sound has been buying and repairing used American guitars and amplifiers in the heart of downtown Richmond at 117 West Broad Street. Metro Sound specializes in used musical instruments, features a recording studio, band rehearsal spaces, and a guitar and amp repair shop second to none. Metro Sound, more than just a music store, a music experience. For more information, call 804-643-7125 or visit them online at www.metrosound.com. And another of the trends I spotted in 2008 is that more and more of the stuff that I've played on my show this year, more than probably ever before, is actually from bands and artists based in the U.S., so maybe a sign of the increasing diversity and acknowledgement of it in the USA, which I would consider to be generally a good thing. In this next half hour of the show, six songs, five of them from American artists. And we're going to start with one that this, you know, might not be won't be classified by most people as world music. I don't really think of this as so much a world music program as it's, you know, what I say all the time about the groove and all of that kind of stuff. And if this program was in the UK, for example, they would classify this group probably as world music, a group that is taking American folk music as its source material and then adding some modern elements that don't ordinarily go with it, particularly electronics and drum loops and things like that, used in a very subtle way. The band is called The Horseflies. They're based in Ithaca, New York, and they've put out like three albums in 20 years. So that means they save up all their good material, good new material, until they're ready to put another one out. And they've done so in 2008. This album is called Until the Ocean. It is one of my favorites of 2008, equally good as their previous two records. And we're going to hear Veins of Coal from The Horseflies right here on Global Agogo.
Crying.
Carry me high into the mountain. Pray the good Lord takes my soul. Do not place me beneath the surface. I have been there far too long. Far too long, far too long. I have been there far too long. Let the winds blow through my ribcage. Let the sunshine reach my skull. Someday my tears
This is Christian from the Zyderpunks, and you're listening to Global Agogo on 97.3 FM WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Started out as my mellow set, but you know, nothing stays too mellow on this program for very long. That's the Zyderpunks from New Orleans. And I think, you know, one of the highlights for me of doing the show this year was having the Zyderpunks play live in Studio B. I was back, I believe, in August when they came through town, and we just had a great time. And so I certainly wanted to play them, and they made my top 20 list of the year with their record Finisterre on 9 Mile Roads. We heard Cuando Crecerán Los Flores, a great, young, exciting very international U.S. band, the Zytopunks, and looking forward to more great work from that band and the members therein in the years coming. Before that, we heard from Calexico, a much more established band, but also working within an American roots context with an international aspect to it, particularly from the American Southwest and northern Mexico. We heard the song Victor Jara's Hands, about the great Chilean poet and songwriter, from their album Carried to Dust, from Calexico. And we started off the show with a veteran electronic folk band from upstate New York called the Horseflies. And if they're obscure, it is certainly not on merit. They've got, like I said earlier, three records out in 20 years. All three of them are great. They're all definitely worth owning. And I'm looking forward to next decade when I get another record from the Horseflies. The record that came out this year is called Until the Ocean, and we heard the song Veins of Coal. You're listening to Global A-Go-Go here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the Tower of Low Power. And let's keep it going here with another great young American band with very prominent international elements in their sound. This band is called Pistolera, and the song is Policia, right here on Global A-Go-Go.
Ahí viene la policía y vienen por mí. Siempre me agarran y me hacen infeliz. Me tratan como un criminal, como una traicionera, mujer terrorista, peligrosa, pistolera. Señor policía, hay una explicación. Todo lo que piensa es que soy músico. Las balas que encontró guardadas en mi estuche no serán usadas para echar tiros a nadie.
Pinkertones.
And you're listening to 97.3 FM WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Radio for the rest of us.
We'll be right back. cuatro tumbao. La 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 la.
My favorite CD of the year, Venus on Earth by Dengue Fever. That is the very first song from that CD called Seeing Hands. And that was like the first new release of that I heard in 2008. I mean, it came out the first week of January. And sometimes the stuff that comes out in January, you forget what year it was in. You know, but this was an incredibly memorable record. And as I wrote to someone recently, basically everything that Global Agogo as a radio show is about is encompassed in this band, Dengue Fever, playing Cambodian psychedelic rock here in the U.S. And they've got a new record that's supposed to be coming out in early 2009. It's the soundtrack of the documentary about them and their travels back to Cambodia with their Cambodian lead singer, Chum Nimol. It's called Sleepwalking Through the Mekong. So we'll be looking forward to hearing that. Some new music coming out soon from Dengue Fever. Before them, we heard from the Pinkertones from Spain with a guest spot on that song by one of my favorite singers, Amparo Sanchez. We heard Electro Tumbao from their excellent album, Wild Animals, another one of my favorites of 2008. And we started off the set with a really promising young band based also in New York now called Pistolera. Their album was called En Este Camino. I think it was their third release. And we heard the song Policia, and I think that is going to be a band to watch here in the upcoming years. Pistolera, excellent, excellent group. You're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And we want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Maudlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Maudlin Center welcomes MOMIX on January 13th through the 15th with an enchanted synthesis of theater, circus, athleticism, and comedy. Passion features the music of Peter Gabriel in a multimedia dance theater with lush imagery and a powerful score. You can call the Maudlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit maudlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. And the Children's Museum of Richmond will ring in the new year with family-friendly activities at their annual celebration on December 31st from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Children's Museum of Richmond is located at 2626 West Broad Street. For more information, you can call 474-7000. And we're going to kick off our last set here of a review of 2008. This is part two of the review, and part two and final part. And if you didn't get to hear part one on the radio, remember it's available as a podcast, and you can find that at www.globalagogo.com. And one of the most memorable concerts that I saw all year was of a group that's called Umalali, the Garifuna Women's Project. And this was a free concert that they did at the Lisner Auditorium at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and it toured throughout the U.S. This was supposed to be a really major tour featuring Andy Palacio. It was certainly not going to be a free concert originally. Andy Palacio tragically passed away very unexpectedly early in 2008. And instead, the tour became basically a tribute to him, what he accomplished in Garifuna music, and a great way to showcase all of the other excellent Garifuna artists that are out there. And we got to see, along with Umalali, Aurelio Martinez, who I think is going to be the next big star coming out of that region, and probably will be as popular as Andy Palacio was. And he's going to have a new record coming out in 2009 as well. He's been working with, among other people, on it, Yusu Endure. So we're looking forward to that. I'm going to play you a track here from the Umalali CD, which is one of my favorites of the year. And this is a great concert. I really can't say enough good things about it. Wish you were there, I guess is all I can say. This is Silvia Blanco from Guatemala. We're going to hear the track Barubana Yagyan, which means Take Me Away, right here on Global Agogo.
Get ye mazembo yemba kotika nga na bina rumba bina tango nga na moni bana oke mayele masili ngai ye kotika nga na ye mazembo kotika nga na bina rumba tango nga na moni bana oke mayele masili ngai ye ebeteli ya bana oke eyembeli ya bana oke Ebeteli ya bana oke Eyembeli ya bana oke Ae bayokani ye
Oke jazz en forme
Botika nga na yemba nzembo Botika nga na bina rumba Tangonga na moni bana oke mayele masili ngaye Botika nga na yemba nzembo Botika nga na bina rumba Tangonga na moni bana oke mayele masili ngaye Esu na Franco e mama e Viki na Rosignol e mama e De la lune de so e mama e Ebeteli ya bana oke Eyembeli ya bana oke Ae bayokani ye
On entre oke en sort kao
Oka oke jazz Suna Franco e mama e Viki na Rosignol e mama e De la lune de so e mama e Suna Franco e mama e Viki na Rosignol e mama e De la lune de so e mama e Ya banango ya banango ya banango ya banango ae balingani e Ya banango ya banango ya banango ya banango ae balingani
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM radio, and we are radio for the rest of us. I'm David Noyes of Ambiance Congo. Every other Sunday, Fred Ambiso and I and live in your afternoon with 2 hours of great Congolese music, 2 hours of contemporary and classic cuts from Kinshasa, Brazzaville, Paris, and beyond. Join our international audience every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. for Ambiance Congo, only on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, in the USA.
Felicité, paraiso Mabanzo mangai na yoe Makila matambolie Elongi na yofitie Majilu mobatelie Sokyo taringa esherie Mayele masilina Para, para fifie Oh, oh, didudu Para, para fifie I don't need a yoy, it's in the folly. Para, para, fifi, oh, di do do.
I mean, oh, my mama, eh, only pesango, die.
Para, para, fifi, oh, di do do.
Hola.
From one of my favorite reissues of 2008, The Rough Guide to Congo Gold, which was compiled by Martin Sinnock, who does a great internet radio show on African music on totallyradio.com. We heard from Le Grand Calais and L'African Jazz, one of the classic groups of Congolese music. We heard Para Fifi. And before that, my favorite reissue of the year, I'd said that my favorite new release of the year was the Dengue Fever Venus on Earth, the first record I got all year. That my favorite reissue, the last record I got all year, it's called Francophonic Volume 1 from Stearns Records, and it's two CDs of the best of Franco, a Le TPOK Jazz from Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Franco is, I guess, the greatest superstar of that African music has yet produced, and his output is so vast and so disorganized, I have to say, that from a American's point of view, that having this compilation is really a treat for me, and I've been listening to it a lot here in the last couple of weeks. And I want to say thanks to the folks at Stearns Music for sending it, and to Ken Braun, who is the guy who compiled it. And we're looking forward to Francophonic Volume 2 already, which is going to be another two CDs coming out in 2009 that just covers the last 10 years of Franco's career. So this covers everything up till then. We played one of the very early tracks from the TPOK Jazz. It's called Entre OK, En Sort KO. And if you pardon my pronunciation all the way across the board on that, the basic translation for that means you go in okay and you leave knocked out. And it's just a great example of the early music, 1950s music of Franco. And we started off the set with Sylvia Blanco from the Umalali, the Garifuna Women's Project album, a song that, although it's from Central America, definitely sounds like it's Congolese, Barubana Yagien. And you're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the toast of Richmond. And it brings me to the end of my review of 2008. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed being able to put this show, these last two shows together for you. I'm going to be out next week. Jay Young will be in. And I'm going to start off the new year with another two-part show. And I'm just going to be featuring reissues of African music and from the point of view of the labels that are putting them out, and the individuals behind the labels who are basically, music obsessives and record collectors and things like that. So I'm going to feature, I believe, eight different labels in those 2 weeks, and it should be a really enjoyable program, especially if you're interested in classic African music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's what it's going to be, nothing but that, on the first 2 weeks of Global Agogo in 09. I got two more songs I'm going to try to play here. I don't know if I'll have time for both of them. Christian will be in at 7 with This Modern Beat. He's going to be doing more recapping of 08 as well, so stay tuned for that and for all of the great programs that you can hear this evening, all weekend, and all week on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. My second favorite album of the year, Orchestra Baobab, one of those classic African bands, still going strong. Their album of 08, Made in Dakar, it's outstanding. Recaps a lot of their great material in new versions, and they never play a song the same way twice. So everything they put out is always worth listening to. We're going to hear Deleng Deleng from Made in Dakar. We're going to end up with at least a little bit of an album from a group called Les Amazones de Guinée, another classic band who put out a record in 08, I think their first record in like 20 years, called Wamato. And appropriately enough, to end out the year, it's called Meilleur Vœux, which is French, and again, pardon my pronunciation, for best wishes. And I want to send out my best wishes to everybody that listens to this program, and have a great holiday season, have a great 2009, and until I speak with you again, à tout à l'heure. Thank you.